A Vancouver man has been sentenced to 221 days time served and 18 months probation for assault, weapons and breach charges. Among the charges, Sheldon William Frederick Knipshank was convicted of were using a taser on a neighbor and assaulting his girlfriend by hitting her in the head. Vancouver Provincial Court Judge Patricia Stark passed sentence April 16 after hearing a joint submission from defense lawyer Mitch Fogel and Crown Prosecutor Heather Burley. The prosecutor told Stark people heard a woman screaming on the 900 block of Vancouver's East Pender Street on September 14, 2023. Police found Knipshank, 28, and the woman in a lane. He had hit her twice over the head. Knipshank, appearing by video, had his head down as the facts were read out. Stark said the girlfriend is supposed to be the person Knipshank provides the greatest protection for. Instead, you cause her harm, the judge said. The court also heard Knipshank had gone into another residence room at 514 West Hastings, shoved the man and put his arms around his neck. He then used a taser on him. He not only had a weapon, he used a weapon, Stark said, calling the attack unprovoked. He also pleaded guilty to a charge of theft under $5,000 from a London drugs, and to several breach of probation or court condition charges. One involved being in possession of a knife. Another involved not being at a recovery house where he was supposed to be as he had been kicked out for violating rules. The judge said Knipshank's record of break-ins, theft, robbery, breaches, trespassing and drugs was an aggravating factor at sentencing. Mr. Knipshank has a very long record and it's a very serious record. Stark urged Knipshank to get help with his addiction and anger issues. You need to reach out and get help, she said. Reaching out is a sign of strength, not an act of weakness. The court heard Knipshank is Métis from Saskatchewan, came from a violent home and had been through the foster care system. He experienced racism as a child as a result of his Indigenous heritage, Fogel said. Knipshank spent 147 days in custody prior to sentencing, for which he received 221 days of credit.